The coal industry's decline has hit hard for many Ohio Valley school districts. Tax revenue from mining has decreased along with the local economy, while rising electricity rates make it a struggle to keep schools open. But as Benny Becker reports, there's no shortage of students who are trying to create a new energy future for the region. It's the latest in the Ohio Valley Resource Series, Changing Course.
Arley Boggs Elementary sits between Kentucky's two tallest mountains in an area that once had a booming coal economy. 10 years ago, there were over 1,000 coal miners employed here in Letcher County. Today, there are just 28.
Our community was left with many unemployed miners. Paying bills had become a hardship for many. We wondered what we could do to help reduce costs in our homes and our schools.
Our answer was literally right over our heads the entire time.
Nicholas Sturgill and Allison Pendleton were part of an 8th grade class that researched solar panels and got a set installed on their school's roof. Their teacher, Myrtle Boggs, explains.
The energy that we will save would be $600 in a school year. We get paid from our district for saving energy, so we are hoping to purchase more solar panels and then eventually get to where we are using very little energy at our school.
Many schools across the Ohio Valley region are struggling with the rising cost of energy. The region's heavy reliance on coal has led power rates to rise faster here than in other parts of the country. At a recent hearing on a proposed power rate increase in eastern Kentucky, the state commissioner of education, Stephen Pruitt, argued that schools wouldn't be able to handle any increased cost.
Right now, many of our schools are literally going week to week to be able to keep the doors open.
The Kentucky Public Service Commission did not grant a rate increase in that case, but the decision brought other hardships for schools. Commissioners had the power company cut costs by scrapping the program that paid customers who invest in energy efficiency. Schools in Letcher County have benefited from the program, which let them upgrade lighting, appliances, heating, and air conditioning. They've managed to lower power bills by more than 10%, saving $130,000 each year.
Every time we did one of those projects, we got a rebate, and that cut our cost in half. Well, we don't do that anymore, so we have to shoulder the whole cost.
That's Sherry Sexton, who oversees energy conservation for schools in Letcher County. Sexton and utility analysts agree there will likely be more power rate increases in coming years. So it's all hands on deck to save energy and cut costs.
These students do little projects, like they'll go around and see how much electricity a soda machine uses and taking the lights out of the front of the machine. So that cuts back on usage and it gets them thinking about how can we cut back at home.
In nearby Floyd County, Kentucky, students have been building models to study how and where buildings lose heat. I spoke to Olivia Stumbo, a 7th grader at Allen Central Middle School.
We had to make a paper house. We measured it using a heat gun as an example about how heat is lost throughout houses.
Do you feel like you learned much from that?
Yes, a lot. The big goal is to apply insulation, and we need to educate the others.
Like the solar effort in Letcher County, Stumbo's project received funding from a regional school district cooperative. Belfry High School in Pike County, Kentucky, used funding from the cooperative to allow students in a 9th grade class to work on one technology project for the whole year. Ryan Varney is part of a group with ambitions to change the future of energy.
So what we're trying to do is create hydrogen gas to then put into a fuel cell to create electricity.
Ryan's teammate, Elissa Stanley, says her motivation comes from what she's seen happen to the local coal mines, where her dad has worked for over 30 years.
It's dying down, and I think there definitely needs to be something there to back it up.
In just 3 weeks, the team of four freshmen created a fuel cell that could propel this model car. Down the road, they hope to help create a new energy economy here in the coal fields. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Whitesburg, Kentucky.